Hello everyone and welcome to Series A, Episode 2 of The Day in the Life of P. This is a new week, another episode, and I'm so excited to bring this episode to your phones, to your homes, to your ears, wherever you are, on the bus, on the train. I'm so excited to just bring this podcast episode to you. So I hope you enjoy. So number one, I feel there's something with the number 3. I never thought it was a lucky number or anything, but I feel like there's something with the number 3. I feel like the other day at work, I did 3 online orders, and then obviously that same evening got 3 questions right on a quiz show. Now, I know they say things come in 3s, but obviously, normally that's in a bad way, when things come in 3s, but this was not a bad negative thing. So I feel like, don't know what it was that day, but everything was happening in 3s. So maybe I think it could be a lucky number without me even realizing. So obviously, might have to add it to my lottery numbers, and hopefully one week with other numbers that I I could win something. If I put it along with my other favourite numbers. But no, I never thought number 3 had any resemblance to my life. But maybe now it does. Also, every time I am on a break or something, something chaotic always happens. So I think something's trying to tell me don't take a break, because you miss the excitement, even if it's good excitement or not. Plus, let me tell you some weird shit. Yesterday, this person came into the shop going, "You're my best friend." And I was I don't even know you. So how can we be best friends? Because I didn't even know who this person was. Plus, he was about 12. He looked about 12. And obviously, I wouldn't be talking to someone that's that age anyway. So I was literally I don't even know who you are. He said my name, but I don't know how he knew my name. But obviously, he must have been with someone else that I knew. I was I don't know who you are. I'm not your friend and whatever. Let me just work, yeah? So then he left. He then come back in the shop and was "We are friends. We messaged on PlayStation. We messaged on Xbox." I don't even own any of those consoles. Never have in my life. It was just really strange, really bizarre. I've gone onto my TikTok this morning, and there's a comment on one of my videos saying best friend, and it's this person. So I'm quite scared that I've got a stalker now. I might need my own personal security guard while I'm working. It's 11:11, let's make a wish. Now let's hope it comes true. So I had the best weekend ever. Number one, watching Eurovision. Liverpool put on a really good show. It's a shame that we come at the very bottom of the leaderboard-ish. But that's what always happens with us. I really, really loved a few of the songs. One was
Poland, one was Norway, Israel, and I think the other one was from Austria. Like, them songs I really did like, and I think Switzerland. So there was a few songs I liked. I liked our one. I mean, she did her best, but I don't think it wowed like some of the others. But I do kind of feel there was like some sort of fix there to make Sweden win, because obviously next year ABBA's 50th anniversary, so it's going to be hosted now in Sweden. So obviously I did kind of feel there's some sort of like fix there for that. But and also, like, it's the second time she's won the contest. Like, I know you are allowed to re-enter it if you've won it, but I don't really feel you should be allowed to. I think they should change like the rules with that a little bit. Then the other part of the weekend, I went to Chesterton World of Adventures. I really, really loved seeing some of the animals, going on safari, seeing like the rhinoceroses and giraffes, and blooming hell, I'm glad I wasn't sitting on one side because the ostrich was coming really close and it looked quite scary. Like, I was like, nah, F this. Like, I'm glad I weren't sitting on that side because I would have been like literally crapping myself because it was the most scariest thing when it was coming towards the truck. There was these crane birds that was very entertaining. Like, they had these amazing like haircuts. Well, not haircuts, but their head was just like, looked amazing, like the style. But literally one was dancing about, putting on this show. It was just like amazing entertainment. Even watching the gorillas, like, there was a baby one chucking the straw and the adults were like playing, fighting with it and stuff. It was, and then one of them got moody and walked off and just was on its own looking depressed. Watching these animals was just like entertainment and amazing. Going on these rides though, like, one of them was a 60 minute wait, and I was like, I think like when we first got there, there was this drop one and my friend wanted to go on it straight away, and I was like, no. I want to, like, I just said no straight away because like I wanted to do it, but like the anxiety was, panic was going through my head. Like, I needed to do something calm first. That's why we looked at the animals. But no, this first ride, I did go on that ride eventually. And it was like a drop ride, and it wasn't like how I thought it was going to be, but it wasn't too bad. So I should have just gone on it straight away. But obviously it was a 50 minute wait. When we went on it, it was like 20. Anyway, back to where I was. We was in this queue for 60 minutes going on the first ride. And I was like, don't know if I can do this. I really don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can do this. Got on it, was absolutely fine. It was the most fun I've ever had in my life. But obviously, the drop ride, as I think I said, could have been a better drop. But obviously, it's aimed for children as well. So they had to do it that way to make it audience friendly for everyone. There was one I went on, though. It kept doing quick turns. And in my head, I was like, shit. I was swearing, like, literally so much because I was just like, oh my God, like, these turns are too much. And the drops, you didn't know when they were going to come. So I was literally screaming my head off. And I looked at the picture of me on this ride. I've put it on my social media. My face is like something else. But what do you call it? The best ride I went on was the tidal wave. I got absolutely soaked. I sat at the front, but I was literally loving my life. It was so hot, I could not wait to get splashed. Yeah, I do feel I was a bit dramatic when I was there, but I am a drama queen. And I have got a diva side. But basically, it was the best weekend ever. I'm just sad that now it's had to end, but it's good to make memories and I'm glad that I had an enjoyable time. There was one ride we went on, like literally queued up for 20 minutes. We got on the ride. The security support part was coming up, so you didn't like fall out of the seat, so you were safe on the ride. Mine didn't come up, so they manually pull it up. And in the end, I was so excited to do this ride. It was just like, I think it was called the Cobra. It was literally, you just sit on it, it spins round, you slide up this part, go up the other part, go around the other side. It looked so fun. But then there was some technical fault with it. So then we had to all get off. They said we could get on it when it was fixed, but obviously we didn't know how long that was gonna be. And I was just like, you know what? We've had a really good day. Let's just go home. And then literally the only way to get out was climbing over this banister on the stairs. And I was even being dramatic about that. I mean, I climbed over it, it was fine, but I was like, how the hell? I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to climb over this. Like, my friend was just like, you are hilarious. So I can't wait to have another date out with him soon. I think that would probably be when I go to Alton Towers in October. I've never been there in my life, but he said the rides are more like advanced there, so I better prepare myself and my nerves, because I do like going on rides, don't get me wrong, but I get this, like, I don't know, something goes through my head before I go on it to try and stop me going on it. I get this like anxiety, but once I'm on the ride, it's enjoyable and it's fun, because once you're on it, you ain't got time to think, it's just like going on. You know what I mean? So, podcast listeners, it's now time to answer some of your questions. One is, does family come before your partner? Well, if I was in a relationship with someone, I'd make it equal with family and my partner. But obviously, if it was like a family emergency, then your partner would have to understand and be there maybe to support you. Same if it was the other way around, if like it was in that sort of situation. I hope your day was good, was it? Today's been good, very good to relax after a long, busy, fun weekend, which I mentioned already in the podcast. So it's been good today just to relax and chill. Do you miss someone right now, and do you think they miss you too? Well, I do miss my loved ones that are no longer here, but I know they're looking down on me and help me get through life. They're still with me in spirit. So this week is Mental Health Awareness Week. So make sure that you're looking after yourself physically, looking after yourself mentally, taking good care of yourself and your well-being. If you are struggling with anything, don't be ashamed. Reach out for help. There's no shame in that. We all need to be proud of who we are, of the struggles that we've gone through, and kind of achieved and got out of that situation. And if you are still struggling, things will get better for you soon. There is always hope, so just try and have a positive mindset as best as possible. Don't think you're in this place and you're going to stay in that place, because you won't, because I've been there and look where I am now. So Have an amazing week. Thanks for listening. See you for episode 3 soon. And don't forget that now you can interact with the episode and tell me what you thought of the episode. So please don't forget to do that. Give me your feedback, because there could be some improvements that I need to make on this podcast. Some changes that I can make. Some things you might want added or topics to be spoken about. So let me know your feedback. And as I said earlier, I'll see you for episode 3 soon.